Brilliance Audio presents You Let Me Go by Eliza Graham, performed by Anne Flosnick. For Alison Geary. 1. Roseanne fights as the tide ebbs from the creek, slipping away into the sea. The water will sweep back this evening, but if she lets it take her now, she will not return again. A flicker of resistance along her neurons, a gnaw, and she's pulled herself out of the current. Still here in her own bed in Vauclair, propped up on pillows so she can see the creek through the window, her son and granddaughters downstairs, her little dog curled at her feet like a medieval tomb carving. Thinking about those adored granddaughters is pain as much as solace. Roseanne's about to deal their relationship a blow, and she can no longer speak or write to explain why. A sister hating a sister is the bitterest of hatreds. She loves that younger granddaughter, Moran, so fiercely, but Moran's the one who'll hurt the most. All she can hope is that it will only be a matter of weeks, at most months, before Moran understands why her grandmother's done what she's done. It's not the first time Roseanne has torn her family apart. Something heavy and round presses into her palm. The silver compass. Her guide through the next leg of her voyage. A mist lowers over her eyes. For the last time, she looks out of the window at the water. Grey, green, and blue all at once, glittering in the sunlight. Even now Roseanne wonders at it. Birds call out. A child laughs on the strip of sand below. Woven through these sounds are the voices of those loved and lost so long ago. Not yet. I'm not ready, she pleads, but it's time to go. The dog whines but doesn't stir. The tide's pull is more insistent now. The mist has completely veiled her eyes. Roseanne surrenders herself to the current, the chain of the silver compass draped around her hand. Guilt for all she's done sweeps through her one last time. She coughs once. A brief smile softens her face as the waters take her, as though there's someone finally reassuring her that all's forgiven. Everything she is and everything she ever was is drawn into the horizonless sea. 2. When I was small, the days...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?